construction has commenced on the Carilion Tom and Cancer Center. We've had several people live in studio from Carilion about this center. And joining WFIR senior reporter and anchor Gene Morano this morning is Dr. William Bill Fintel, the director of hematology and oncology at Carilion Clinic. And Dr. Fintel, good to have you with us. Thank you for coming.
It's a thrill to be here. Thanks.
Yes, indeed. As we get started, you've had a long career in cancer care here, Dr. Fintel. What's been the biggest change over the years in the way cancer is treated? And how important is it, doctor, to equip the new cancer center with true state-of-the-art technologies?
Wow, that's a long one. I'll take it in pieces, but oncology has always been about trying to kill tumors that you don't want in your body. And if you go back 40 years when I started training, there was poisons, scalpels, and radiation, and those are still out there. But what's happened in 40 years is we've gotten so much smarter about understanding the biology of the cancer cell itself. Why is it mutated? What are its weaknesses? And then exploiting those weaknesses with better and better therapy. So better results with less harm.
And the new cancer center, and we'll talk about that more going on, Bill, but how important is it to really equip it with state-of-the-art, see what's out there now, what constitutes state-of-the-art so that when you're starting off with a baseline that you can make advances?
Yeah, we've been blessed in this valley to have great oncologists and great surgeons and technologies really growing every year. What we haven't had is a facility to put them into that's not just pretty but practical and convenient so people can come and hopefully see multiple providers in the same visit and park once. When you bring together, I use the analogy of a great baseball stadium, you get better ball players. And if we put a beautiful building up, somebody says in young career, boy, I hear they're putting up a really cool cancer center, I think I'll move to Roanoke.
How many cancer centers are there like in the U.S.?
I mean, it depends. So there's comprehensive cancer centers. There's probably 70 of those. We are not one. Then there are cancer centers that really have all those pieces of the puzzle but aren't NCI designated. I guess there's at least 100 of those. What we're trying to do in Roanoke is elevate our game to the point where we can get on the federal roadmap towards grants and better researchers.
So the status that the cancer center would be, is there a certain status you're trying to attain or a certain labeling? Or?
Yeah, if you look out 5, 10, 15 years to be an NCI designated comprehensive cancer center, we would have to have a physical building, but more than that, you have to have, we have the clinicians now, but it's that grant funding for research that, frankly, that Virginia Tech and Fralin is bringing to the table. Mm. There are neighbors, literally are across the street neighbors to the cancer center.
Right, you know, and I'm sure you've gone all this before, but just talk about that synergy where you can bring research people over from the FBRI, you can bring students over from the medical school, people from Carilion Clinic can come over to see what you're doing. I mean, it just seems like it's going to raise the education level for one thing.
It's hard to overestimate how much it'll mean to the valley. I've raised four sons in the valley, and back in the 80s when they were born and going to school here, I'm not sure Roanoke was prepared to receive all four of my sons, but three of my four sons currently live here, raising families here in professions. One's an oncologist, one's a dentist, but I've got a young man who's selling, but another doc who's a hospitalist in Tennessee, and is like, David, you need to come. Things are happening here. And I guess the point is with PhDs coming in from Fralin, with doctors, nurses, and technicians, and specialists, and surgeons coming, now you've got a critical mass.
Right.
Now you can do things you really couldn't contemplate doing before.
So let me clear, and we'll talk with Dr. Bill Fintel from Carilion, then we'll talk about the Carilion and Taubman Cancer Center, which is under construction. They're still putting the footings in and all that. When people come to the cancer center for treatment, is it all outpatient treatment that they're coming in for?
Great question. About 5% of cancer care is inpatient. Okay. That means about 95% of cancer care is outpatient.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So that big hospital is absolutely necessary because, you know, 1 in 20 people are really sick and they can't be at home. Either their surgeon needs to bring them in the house to take out a very critical tumor, or they're immunocompromised, they've got an infection, they need blood. But the rest of them are what, you know, the walking wounded, they've got cancer, they're fighting it, but they're going home sleeping in their own beds. So we're developing a whole network of cancer providers, but the hub where the highest level care is going to be in the new center.
Okay. One of the things I was reading about was that long-term goal for the cancer center is to reduce cancer mortality rates locally. I'm just wondering, could, you know, the cancer center could use even Roanoke as a lab, and if you get some measurable results, can you turn it into a model that you can show other people? Hey, we went into a certain community in Roanoke and through education or better prevention or earlier detection, over 5 years we lowered cancer rates. Is that a model that could work elsewhere?
Yeah, we're working with several different people to try to get into the more heavily into the screening and prevention aspect. And I halfway joke and say if you do that right, you can kind of shut your cancer center down. But humans are humans and will not always follow best practices and best advice. But truly, if we really put a focus, and we will at the Curley and Taubman Center, on prevention and screening, a lot more early stage cancers will come in the door.
Right. And I wanted to ask you about, let me ask you, Doc, a follow up with that is that are there, can you do research on preventative measures?
Yes.
Or preventative screenings? You know, what works better? What works?
We absolutely can and are. In colon cancer screening, it's somehow that just everybody figured out that I need to have colon cancer screening, and that's moving down to even age 40, 45. In lung cancer screening, that one hasn't caught on yet. We're trying to figure out how to get people who have used tobacco or are using tobacco to come in for their yearly screening. Nationally, those screening rates are around 10% of the people who should be screened. That's
for which types of cancer?
For lung cancer.
Okay, okay. That's
a travesty. We could be saving a lot of lives with lung cancer screening. And so that's an area of active research. How do you reach those people?
Is it an invasive screening when they do for lung?
No, lung, thank you. Thank you for that. No, low-dose lung cancer screening is a very short time in a CT scanner once a year, and it's about 15 minutes, no injection. It's a very simple procedure to come in once a year if you're a current or ex-smoker.
All right, 8:52. We're visiting this morning with Dr. William Bill Fintel, the Director of Hematology and Oncology at Carilion Clinic. We're talking about the Carilion Taubman Cancer Center, where construction is now commenced. Dr. Fintel, if you would, talk about the relationship with Blue Ridge Cancer Care, which sounds like a competitor, but will actually be part of the Carilion Taubman Cancer Center.
Yeah, wow. What a setup. I came out of Blue Ridge Cancer Care. I spent much of my life working there. My son works there. There's a great bunch of radiation oncologists and medical oncologists. So they form the bulk of what we do. Carilion has amazing surgeons and technologies in inpatient space and now this center. But we need somebody to practice medical oncology, and Blue Ridge has been doing that now coming up on 50 years and do a great job over 10, 11 sites. So they will be one of our tenants occupying an entire floor.
Right, and you were saying that they'll actually do the treatments, routine treatments?
A lot of the infusions, not all of them, but a bulk of them. For instance, in women's and pediatric cancers, we do have employed Carilion gynecologic surgeons and oncologists, pediatric. So there'll be an infusion space for women and for children, but then Blue Ridge will have another infusion space.
I did want to mention that the capital campaign's right around $97 million, getting up there.
Moving.
And it was really a private campaign until it got to the public phase. We started at $95 for the last $5 million, and now you raised a couple million for that. I'm just wondering, why is it important, Doc, to get the public to buy in at the end? And to get them some skin in the game and make them feel like they're invested in this center or what?
Yeah, that for sure, get some skin in the game and be part of this amazing project. But Carilion is a community provider. We choose to take care of anybody who walks in our door. And many don't have any insurance or are underinsured, and we take care of them just as if they were. So every year we do a lot of free care, and we need philanthropy to keep our numbers black.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking about sometime in 2027 for the Cancer Center.
Yep. Yeah. The end of 27. The tower crane is going up. It's really.
I saw that.
If you drive by, it's going up.
Looming over almost 581.
It's looming. It's really fun to watch. I'm up on the 10th floor where the inpatient unit is, and I look out and see that growing behind my shoulder. It's very exciting.
It's always a good sign when you pull into a town and there's three or four of those cranes coming around.
Yeah. I've heard that. A crane is the sign of life.
I wanted to ask you, one of the things I saw that when the new cancer center gets off the ground, Doc, is that there'll be more room, more opportunities for clinical trials and emerging therapies. Now, are we talking about the types of things that maybe a cancer patient where other methods haven't worked would sure. be in somebody's trials?
Yeah. So research in oncology is bringing tomorrow's therapy today. When you go on a research trial, you might be getting something that's going to come out in 18 months. Of course, it might not work at all. But if that drug that's really setting new standards is available to you 18 months earlier on trial, and like you just pointed out, typically you'll go on a trial when either what you're on isn't working well or has quit working, and you need something. So a destination cancer center, which is what we aim to be and always will be, is a place where you don't ever want to leave because you're getting such good care, but you don't need to leave because advanced technology, advanced molecules are in your possession, right? You might move from fifth floor to sixth floor to get them, but you're in just an elevator ride away.
And are those therapies and trials, are they just limited now, Doc, on what's available, whether space-wise or what?
Both. We have, like Blue Ridge Cancer Care, the team that works with us does research, but they're also community oncologists. As Virginia Tech moves into this space, we're going to have some joint people who are working for the tech, for tech, bringing in research dollars, bringing in a lab.
So Virginia Tech's going to have space at the Cancer Center?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the worst secret in Roanoke.
Yeah. Okay, so what is that proximity, what does it do for patients, ultimately?
I remember when I got here 6 years ago, left the practice and came to Carilion, I heard about the brain tumors of dogs. I didn't know much about the brain tumors of dogs. So at that center, literally across the street, there's a cutting-edge cancer center for cats and dogs. And the molecular biology of a dog brain tumor is very similar to a human. So those PhDs over there, I couldn't be more excited about the possibility of getting human brain tissue to work on. And whatever they're trying to do for these dogs, if it carries on, then we'll go into what we call phase 1 research in adults. That people will drive a long ways for that.
Right. It seems like if you get some of the right minds in the room and you're all on the same wavelength, that type of thing. I'm just wondering, do you feel the momentum, Bill, for this the cancer center? Now that there's some stuff in the ground, it's coming up and the crane's up. And I mean, are you already kind of formulating in your head what you want to be doing on day one or week one?
So there's two big goals. Well, there's three. Being clinically excellent is the first and main goal. That's what that building will bring, is clinical excellence. But the next and dovetailing is research excellence. But by 27, we need to start training oncologists of the future. Right now, to do an oncology fellowship, you leave Roanoke. And I don't want my best med students and best residents to leave Roanoke to do cancer training when I've got thousands of cases for them to see and work on here.
So they would be able to do that at the cancer center?
Yes, yeah.
And hopefully some of them will stay.
That would be a big tech Carilion Blue Ridge collaboration, yeah. Mm.
Interesting. Well, we could talk about this forever. The Carilion Taubman Cancer Center is, construction's underway. They're still doing some fundraising. Dr. William Bill Fintel, Director of Hematology and Oncology at Carilion Clinic. Thanks for joining us this morning, Bill.
It's an honor. Thank you.